Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I worship you, I praise you, I thank you because you are the King of the universe. You're the Lord, our God, our Savior, our Healer, our Provider. And we're so grateful, Father, for this Word, that we have this entire Word of God, that we can read it and study it. And I'm so grateful for this magnificent book. Lord, as we teach your word today from 1 Peter, I ask you to bless it as it goes out. I ask you to open the people's hearts and minds that they may learn what is rightfully ours as children of the King. And I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that we're going to start right here in verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 1. This is where we left off yesterday. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says that the trials of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, if you haven't learned the fact that you're going to be tried and tested as by fire on this earth, well, learn it right here. I see so many people that something devastating happens in their life. They lose a mate in an accident, in a car wreck, or they lose a child, or something happens, and they get mad at God. Well, let me tell you, whenever you lose somebody in death, you need to get mad at God. But the God you need to get mad at is the God of this world, and not the God of heaven. Because the God of this world, which is Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He is the God of this world. He is the author of death and destruction. And I'm going to tell you, there's not a single thing on this earth that fits into the category of stealing, killing, or destroying that Satan is not behind. Because that's what the Word of God says in John 10:10, that he comes to do. But everything that's good and perfect and wonderful and abundant life comes from the God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if something happens during these trials and tests, don't get mad at God the Father. That's when you need him more than you ever needed him in your life. So get mad at the God of this world, which is the devil, and come against him with a fervor, with the Word of God. And beat him, because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So in these trials and tests that you will go through in life, they're normal. Get used to them. You're going to go through those things. So don't even be concerned when you go through various trials and tests. Just remember what the Word of God says here in 1 Peter. It's absolutely teaching you how to increase your faith level. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold to God, though the gold be tried with fire. Your faith is the most precious thing to the Lord. He wants to train you to be a faith person. So whatever you do, learn how to be a faith person. When you get to where you're a great faith person, then your trials and tests will go away for a while. You won't have quite so many. But as your faith increases, I will have to say, at times when you're tried, your faith trials will be more and more severe. Because what God is doing, he's training you to be an overcomer so you can reign and rule with him. And that's what he's doing. He's teaching you and training you. In verse 8, he says, after he's talking about the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, he says in verse 8, who having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Now, very few people that I have ever talked with have ever seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a few of them that I've talked to today that he has absolutely come and manifest to, and people say they've actually seen the Lord. And there's a few that says they've seen him in a dream or a vision. But I personally have never seen the Lord, but I've heard His audible voice, or at least it sounds audible to me. I would rather call it the authoritative voice of the Holy Spirit. Whenever the Scripture uses that, many times the Spirit speaks. And as the Spirit speaks, it's audible. You can hear it. So, He will be able to get your attention very easily. Then He says, in verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. So the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul. You will get to go to heaven to be with the Lord, and I praise Him and thank Him and worship Him for this great and awesome privilege of being able to receive eternal life. Receiving the end of your faith, the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. So you're going to fight this fight of faith all through your life. Don't think just because you get old or older in years that you're going to get past the point where you're going to not have any trials and tests. Let me tell you, the trials and tests are ongoing every day of your life. So just get used to it. You're in a battle. When you learn you're in a battle, but you know that you're going to be the winner, don't sweat it. Just fight the fight of faith and press on, because you know that the end of your faith will be the salvation of your soul when you walk across into eternity and the Lord puts His arm around you and He says, "Well done, faithful servant." That's all any of us should want to hear when we get there. Verse 10, it says, of which salvation, as this salvation we're talking about, the salvation of your souls, it says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They were searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now these men of God, these prophets of old, they sought and inquired diligently to find out what the Lord was talking about. Here they were being moved upon by the Holy Ghost to write these things down. And they did it in writing the Scripture, but they still didn't understand what was going on. Although they had written it, they had been moved upon by the Holy Ghost, they had penned it down, but they still didn't understand it. That's why I'm here to say that there is things that some of these apostles and prophets have written in the Word of God that I believe with all my heart they themselves did not fully understand everything God was giving them. Just like here, it's obvious that these men, they inquired and they searched diligently. These men searched and looked into these things of salvation, and they were searching, you know, what they could do. And they were searching through the Spirit of Christ which was in them. They wanted to know more about the sufferings that He was talking about, of the servant that was to come, which was going to be Christ, and then the glory that should follow. They could not grasp in the flesh what He was talking about, the magnificent glory that should follow. Wow! But the glory that should follow was Christ in you, the hope of glory. That was a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. No one knew and understand that. Because they said if the principalities and powers had understood this mystery, they would have never crucified the Son of Glory. Well, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, it says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. Now, isn't that amazing? This finally was revealed to these men. It was revealed, but not to themselves, but unto us. These things were revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit came, and He came to this earth at Pentecost, and He changed the world. But praise God, that Holy Spirit is still here today, and He's still doing those same magnificent things today. Then it says in verse 13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your man, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Gird up the loins of your man. Be sober. In other words, tighten up the strings, if you want to say that, around your man. Don't listen to the things of the world. Don't be loose. Don't let the loins of your man be loose. If you're loose, you will feed the trash of the world. You'll feed the soap operas and the news and all kinds of junk into your mind and your heart. You don't want that stuff in your mind and your heart because it has no power. The things of the world has absolutely no power. Spend time reading, studying God's mighty word. In other words, just like Peter said here, gird up the loins of your man. Be sober. Whatever you do, don't go out and get drunk. When you go out and get drunk, you open up your mind. You open up your spirit for evil spirits to come in. So don't do those things. Get off of drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and all that stuff and walk holy before God. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The King is coming, and I'm telling you, I don't care how long it is until He comes, because I've now learned just a little bit about this battle and what's going on. I know that we're the winner, and it makes no difference what the devil throws at us now. If we're obedient to the Word, the Lord brings us through all of these things. Praise the Lord. Now, He says in verse 14, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so ye be holy in all manner of conversation." What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be obedient children. We're supposed to be reading and studying this magnificent book, and we are to be holy. We're to walk in obedience to this book. We are not to sin. We are to walk in obedience to the Word. We are to walk in power with the Word of God. And if you will do what the Lord says, He will share His power with you. And when you speak in His name, He will make whatever you say come to pass. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, we come to the end of another day. We'll start right here tomorrow in 1 Peter. I'd like to invite you to contact me for complete teachings on these subjects. You can reach us by phone at 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can send us an email, or you can order our audio and video tapes. And we send them out free and postpaid. Have a blessed day in the Lord.